I'm a Quaker, and we refer to that of God in everyone, or that of the light in everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a thing that's true with kids that generally we have more problem finding in adults. At a certain point, because kids believe they're the entire universe, they are completely unselfconscious. They'll dance and move around and do things that inspire us. But at a certain point, when they experience their peers and the fact that they can be put down, up like it goes away.
Right.
When my son was born 31 years ago, his mother said to me, "How can anybody believe in original sin? And a kid comes out so pure, so beautiful, so clearly unsullied." But then I came home from work when he was 9 months old, and she said, "Mark, I found out today original sin starts at 9 months." she had just seen this look of evil. She said it was just a negative, horrible look. You know, so we're all mixed bags, of course.
Oh, totally. I always tell the story in shows, like, you know, I wrote that song when Millie was two, and a lot of times people talk about the terrible twos, but then that's never been true in my house. We are all about the threes being the troublesome times. And so when Millie was three, I was like, she's a three-nager, and that was what we called her. And I would tell them story shows, I was like, and that year, I really had to sing this song a lot to remind myself, no, this is what she really is. She's really this bright light.